Lord Knowles, everyone. I've modified the spaceship and installed a time displacement device.
Eh, so what does that mean?
It means we're gonna rip Father Time a new one.
This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Technorama. This is the show that takes a lighthearted look at tech, science, and sci-fi and all things geek. This is show number 123 for July 10th, 2006. And the Surgeon General has called, and he says that too much Technorama is bad for your health. This is your first time joining us. Welcome. If you're a returning listener, I'm sorry. Thank you. And I'm Craig Stepp. And Chuck is off tonight. He's somewhere in the West Coast area. I think in Arizona somewhere. So we'll try and move along. Actually, I don't think we had a show planned for tonight, but I actually started putting it together and I got into it. So I said, what the heck? I'm going to do it anyway. In the old Technorama, go college, go feeling or something. Anyway, I'm going to talk about my vacation tonight. And I'm going to give you a little update on the Heroes Con that I attended in Charlotte, the comic book convention, and it's going to be a little bit of me flying solo. So with that, we're going to go into my version of On This Day in Tech History, which is a little different from Chuck. Anyway, we'll be right back, and we'll start off with the personal notes. On this day in tech history for July 10th, 2006. In 1821, the United States takes possession of a newly bought territory of Florida from Spain. What a deal. In 1832, President Andrew Jackson vetoes a bill that would recharter the Second Bank of the United States. In 1978, World News Tonight premieres on ABC. In 1997, scientists report their DNA analysis findings from a Neanderthal skeleton which support the out-of-Africa theory of human evolution, placing an African Eve at 100,000 to 200,000 years ago. In 1998, the remains of United States Air Force First Lieutenant Michael Joseph Blassé are returned to his family in St. Louis, Missouri, from the Tomb of the Unknowns upon identification through DNA analysis. The remains had been in the first tomb since 1984. And births on July 10th, in 1856, Nikola Tesla, Croatian-born inventor of Serbia nationality. In 1914, Joe Shuster, Canadian-born cartoonist. I put that in there because I have a soft spot for cartoonists. In 1920, Owen Chamberlain, American physicist, Nobel Prize laureate. And also a happy birthday goes out to Harvey Ball, born in 1921, American inventor. And also a happy birthday goes out to Pyotr Klimuk. In 1942, he's a Russian cosmonaut. And in 1989, we had the death of Mel Blanc, the American voice actor who voiced Bugs Bunny, Porky Pig, and Barney Rubble, and a lot more. And there you have it, On This Day in Tech History, for July 10th, 2006. Now go make your own history. Oh, yeah. See, I could do it without Chuck. Who needs him? I'm just kidding. I need Chuck back. Actually, it feels like I hadn't talked to him in a long time. It's been like I've been in the woods for a week, and now he's gone, so I don't know. We'll get together sometime later. Actually, I'm hoping to have him back on Wednesday's show. He's in Arizona, and hopefully, if things work out just right, he's going to be at the Draco Vista Studios, where the home of the Dragon Page and whatnot, so in other podcasts, there's not enough of those over there. Anyway, it'd be cool to have him on with Skype from there for a change. Anyway, So let's take a look at our notes. And on my personal notes, I wanted to talk about this week. I went camping this week in the woods near Chimney Rock, North Carolina. It was a lot of fun. Got rained on a few days, which kind of stank because under my tent got wet. That was the big problem with it. I don't mind it raining on me as long as I can get out of the rain. But anyway, it was a lot of fun. Went to Lake Lure, took the tour of the lake, and which is kind of interesting. There's a lot of history there. I think they started it before 1927. I'm trying to remember exactly what it was. We took the tour of the lake, and there were a bunch of houses there, and there's more money there than China has. I don't know. It is a lot. But it's a lot of interesting stuff. There's one house, which I just was like, these people have no concept of reality. They have this house. They fell in love with some Italian design. So they came back, and they built this property. It looks like an Italian villa, has the fountain, and the man has white sand imported from Florida for his wife because she likes that, and they only live there 3 months out of the year. I was just blown away by that. But there's a lot of houses like that, and anyway, there's a town below the under the water. Apparently, three of the buildings still stand. They thought when they flooded the area for the river or for the lake, they left that part of the those buildings there standing because it was cheaper to leave them and flood them than it would be to knock them down, which I thought was kind of funny. And there's a whole story about them pulling a fire truck out of the firehouse years later, restoring it, and now it's part of the parade in Lake Lure. Just kind of cool. So anyway, I did find out how ubiquitous Wi-Fi is. I went war hiking. I started war hacking. I went war hiking a little bit. Walked around in the campsite, and this is a campsite where they have a lot of people that have trailers, and there's campsites for tents and whatnot. And I walked around with my laptop and found a couple of hotspots. You know, they're kind of weak, I guess because of the trees and distance. But I did find one close enough to my campsite. I was able to sit at my campfire and get online. And it was very slow. I thought I would download some podcasts and just kick back once everybody hit the tent. But no, didn't work that way. I could barely even check my email. But it was interesting, and I rode through town, and there's several hotspots there. There was a coffee shop that had hotspot, you know, free internet and the whole works. So that was actually faster than the campsite, not by much. I think they must have been using the satellite or something. So anyway, that's what we did all week. Been in the woods, a lot of fun. A lot of swimming. So if you're in that area, I definitely recommend checking out Chimney Rock. Now, the weekend before we left, I wish I had a chance to talk to you guys about it. Went to the Heroes Comic Book Convention. There were a lot of people dressed up. It was a lot of fun. There was tons of great art. I didn't buy anything. I wasn't really there for the comic books as much as there. I wanted to go and look at the art. And it was a lot of fun. There was a lot of, everybody's super nice. And then, you know, talk to you in just a minute. And a lot of free drawings. In the back, they had these people painting. And I don't know what this guy was painting because I left before it was over. But he had this purple painting. And it was a superhero type painting. Had this woman coming up. But he had only done the purple part. And he was going to finish off the rest, I guess, after it dried a little bit. And it just looked amazing. And there was some other unbelievable art there. It was just a lot of fun. And a lot of the independent artists, some of them I get into and some of them I don't. You know, some of them are like the subculture, kind of goth type thing. It's not really my style. But they're, you know, I can just appreciate their art. It's really cool. So I did meet I met Marcus Hamilton, who actually draws Dennis the Menace, which was kind of neat. He think he took over for Hal Ketchum quite a while back when he retired. And Marcus Hamilton draws Dennis the Menace now. He was super nice, gave me his autograph, and he was giving out cards, talking about, you know, visit DennisTheMenace.com. And anyway, he was super nice. My son got a picture with Darth Vader and some guy dressed up as, I guess, a Jedi. And he also got his picture with a trooper pilot, you know, the whole black stormtrooper outfit. And some funky character, I have no idea who it is. I don't know. It was like a big, tall, black outfit, like a tube, and he had a white face on it. Now, I probably should know it, but I have no idea. My mom's son was like, hey, get my picture with him. Now, the guy's like his character is like 9 foot tall, so I'm trying to fit him in the picture. I was like, oh gosh, come on, son. But anyway, yeah, it was cool, and my son got a few things out of it. He was interested in the toys more than anything. So, always a lot of fun. Happens around the 4th, I think, of each year, around that weekend of each year. So, we'll have to go there next year. Maybe we can get together with some other people. So, with that, I'm going to take a little break, and when we come back, we've got some follow-ups and some more good stuff. And also, Mark Shepherd with some famous quotes.
It's time for another Technorama Famous Quotes. We could certainly slow down the aging process if it had to work its way through Congress. Will Rogers.
This is Lance Heed from the Digital Experience Podcast, and you're listening to Chuck and Craig from Technorama.
This is Mark Shepherd, and whenever I'm in podcast land, I listen to Chuck and Craig at Chuck Chat Technorama, the place where 101 is just a way of life.
Yes, and we're giving old Mark enough airplay tonight. Well, tonight in our follow-up segment, I have some Superman Easter eggs, and I linked over to a forum site where they talk about all the ones collectively that everybody's seen. I did see a couple, and I'll go ahead and throw them out here since Superman's been out for a couple weeks now. Not really, these don't really have any spoilers or anything, so it's no big deal. Like I could have mentioned them a while back. I saw that Alien Nation was written on the Scrabble board, and it's right before Superman does return. It's in Martha's farmhouse, and it's on the Scrabble board. I did see that, and I saw that in the message board as well. And I totally missed the pictures on the mantle. So check that out in the Kent house. And I did hear them mention Gotham. And I think it was on a news recast or something like that. So I'm curious, what all did you hear? Oh, yes. My other favorite one was Kryptonite. I think it was either the element number or the date that it was found. It was 1978, which was the release of the original Superman film. So if you heard anything, email me, call me in, call it in. Send me a voicemail and or stick it in the wiki, and we'll talk about those as we go along. I think those are always kind of fun. Now, something else to look at, and people that are more into comic books than me, I've got a bunch of Superman comic books, but I do not remember all the covers. But from what I've heard, that in the movie, a lot of the scenes were set up to mimic the cover art on some of those comics. So be sure to check, you know, be looking for that, yo. Anyway, so let's give a shout out to the chat room. I know we've had some people coming and going. There's John335. There's me, the Technorama bot, Captain Rootbeer, my favorite, and Country Signs, Mark Shepherd, Marsling Intellect, Missing Intellect, and Philip from Australia. Good boy. Good day, boy. And Stingray Swimmer 8. And there we have it. And from our birthday list, you can put your birthday in the wiki and our listener birthday calendar. Today goes out to Tim, also from Australia. So happy birthday to you. So there we have it. And looking at our news segment, I do not have a stupid news sound. Wait a minute. Let me see if I can pull this up real quick. Do, 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 do. Library. Da, 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 da.
And now, the news with Craig Stepp and No Chuck, much like a drill.
Oh, that ain't gonna work. That didn't work. Much like a drill. What's that mean? I have a link over to the Women of Technology calendar, apparently in Australia here once again. Man, Australia is like kicking it tonight. The Women of Technology, it's apparently a group, and they've put together...
And yes, once again, the news.
Here, we'll let that play in the background. Once again, the news. Boy, I'm really working it tonight. These women, female IT professionals, wanted to break the stereotype of women in technology, and they've produced a calendar... You know, like one of his bear all calendars, which is pretty cool. Yes, I must say, So go check that out. And there's a whole article explaining the whole deal with that. And a link to the calendar with a couple of sample pictures. Yeah, buddy. And I noticed that the FreeDB developers have called it quits. If you're not familiar with the FreeDB.org servers, they're the server. They keep track of the CD. It's like the CD database. I don't know if you're familiar with that. Whenever you put your CD in and Windows Media Player or some of those applications like iTunes, sometimes I guess iTunes probably uses their own database now. But they would go and query the CD database for, I guess, the serial number on the CD. It would match that against an album and give you all the data on the artist and the songs and the album, the CD title, without you having to type it all in. Well, the FreeDB was a project to do the same thing, but was open source. You can actually download the catalog, which is quite big, if you really wanted to, and for whatever reason. Anyway, I've used FreeDB with Winamp and some others in the past, and apparently some of the big project leaders have gone, and it's just kind of skewed from there, and I'm not sure all the politics behind that, but anyway, you can go over to freedb.org and find it, and I'm sure you can still download the database if you really want to do that. Let's go back to my show notes. And over in the media corner, crap, I don't have a sweeper for that either. Anyway.
Hey, media corner's over there. Go get it.
That's stupid. Joe McLaughlin sends in a Lord of the Rings badger. I think it's a mix. Take a look at it. Hold on. Badger's ring. I'm kind of doing this on the fly. Hey, I just got out of the woods. Come on, give me a break. I'm not sure. It's a Shockwave video, so you can go check that out. And he has Soccer Badger. Oh, apparently these have something to do with Badger, I guess. Anyway. And I put in a couple of links to a couple of videos. Don't let your kids play with lightsabers. It's kind of a cool thing. It's a home video made with some lightsaber technology. Yeah, real lightsaber technology. And also over on YouTube, get them while you can. You can watch 35 episodes of The Screensaver, so you can relive all those days of yore with everybody yoring over The Screensavers. And they're kind of cool. I've probably seen most of them because I think I caught most just about every show. So you can go see those also over at YouTube. And with that, I'll be right back.
Steve Pruitt from MotoCast.
I'm Chuck's towel boy.
If we finish this in one take, it'll be amazing.
Are you right much, Chuck?
Hey, kids, pigs can fly.
Yeah. I got a free laptop.
Preach on. Yeah, Vista's coming out this year.
Oh, you're not invited back. No showing up the host.
Want to keep her, true. Keep your boss happy.
Yeah, keep him up.
Trust me.
As we get more lightning, flash, flash, flash.
Kind of not funny.
No, sorry.
Faster at typing than a bullet. More powerful at debugging code than a locomotive. Able to leak tall servers at a single bound. Yes, it's Super Geek. Starring Craig Stepp as the man of code, and Chuck Chet as the tenacious reporter, Jimmy Eldap. Make sure you catch the next exciting episode by tuning in to Technorama, a Friends in Tech production.
He Here at the Center of Podcast Studies, we know the dangers of podcasting and what you should avoid. Here's a sample.
All right, it works.
Yes, I got it back. I got every bit of it.
It's small, fast, does hex and block edits. But...
Oh, that's a good idea. I didn't think about that last time.
We're your geek morning show.
That's the thing about podcasts. We can be up to any time.
Don't listen to this while operating heavy machinery. You could spit out your water. I wonder what you'd get. Okay, I'm going to stop right there and make my comment.
Hey, wake me up when you're done.
I completely missed that one.
If the writers of Back to the Future didn't see that one coming. Thanks, man. I had to think about that.
For your own research materials, visit chuckchat.com/technorama. Protect yourself.
All right, stepping into the Geek Library. Learn Linux online. This website has a lot of tutorials and exams on how to learn Linux. I haven't looked through really any of them, but you're welcome to. It's at learnlinux.tsf.org.za/Moodle. And we'll have links to that and all everything in the show notes. And you can see they have Linux history and fundamentals, administration, shell scripting. Sorry, somebody else just walked in. And interactive, and there's a lot of cool stuff in there, so go check that out. Let me stop the... Boy, this is how the professionals do it, right here. I'm showing you right now. And if you're into running some web apps, like some of the fit tips I gave you just the other week, if you haven't seen those, go to friendsintech.com and subscribe, and you can download those. It was the first one was how to install XAMPP, which is a project, all-in-one solution if you want to install a web server, PHP, and all this other cool stuff, a database. And you can install web apps like this. This is the Active Collab, which is it's like Basecamp. If you haven't seen Basecamp, it's a web application where you keep lists and manage your projects and whatnot. Well, this is a completely open source project that you can download and install yourself, which is kind of neat. Just saw this the other day and been playing with it. It looks really nice, so go check it out. And I have a link to the Ubuntu Gaming Center. And they have, if you're running Ubuntu, they have all the drivers, links to games, all that good stuff for Ubuntu only. Now, I'll take it back. Not Ubuntu only. I'm sure a lot of this you can use on Linux in general. But it's a good gathering point for a lot of that stuff, if you do run Ubuntu, and you can get some good information there to run your games. And like I said, they've got there's a link to a demo for a new game and Legends with using open source tribes. It's pretty cool. So plan on looking through that a little bit more. So let's see, where am I with the show tonight as far as time? It's 23 minutes. I was hoping to have it a little longer than that. Anyway. Maybe I'll have a little better information and news and whatnot for Wednesday night's show. And hopefully Chuck will get in here. Like I said, I've been in the woods, so this is a last-minute thing. I just kind of felt like it, and I jumped right in, feet first. So there we go. So anyway, Chuck's still wanting you to send in pictures. We want a picture of you for his expo presentation. He's trying to get that together. I think he's gotten a good many so far. And if you haven't sent yours in, send it in now. He wants a good-sized picture of you doing your thing. Anyway, send it in, and he can use that, and I'm sure he'll certainly appreciate this. That. Those. Yes. Anyway, this is how you contact us. You can call our listener line at 26-222-CHAT. That's 2428. You can email Chuck at chuck@chuckchat.com and send audio comments to chuckchat@gmail.com. You can email me, Craig, that's K-R-E-G, at chuckchat.com. And the other only constant in the universe. Wait a minute. The only constant in the universe is over at chuckchat.com. So go visit that for our forum, swag, email, and links to everything. And there you have it. The audio streaming is provided by Scott Reynolds, and the chat room is provided by freenode.net, and we certainly appreciate that. If you're getting the show by clicking on the link on the website, please consider getting our show automatically delivered to you for free. Drop either of us an email if you'd like more information on that. Exactly. It's easy to say. Tell a friend about Technorama and ruin their lives also. Anyway, once again, I want to thank everybody, and here we go. A big binary high five. 101.